This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. More people in this economy are working longer, well into their 60s. Some of them of necessity, some by choice, but that's been a trend for a good couple of decades now. There is some data out, though, from the New York Federal Reserve this week that shows change may be a coming. In its July labor market survey, the New York Fed says 50.1% of people expect to keep working past the age of 62. That is an almost 2 percentage point drop from a year ago. And expectations people have that they're going to be working past 67, well, they fell as well. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that one.
Each recession comes with its own obstacles for older Americans. The last one is depicted in the movie Nomadland. Frances McDormand plays a widow puzzling together work at Amazon fulfillment centers and beet processing plants.
You may want to consider early retirement.
I need work. I like work.
If a movie is made about the pandemic recession, well,
it's probably going to be called something like The Tale of Two Retirements.
Teresa Ghilarducci is a labor economist at the New School. She says some older workers have the room to retire thanks to savings or because their retirement accounts got a boost. She says about 10% of older Americans have this kind of financial stability. Then there's everyone else. Some need to work, but feel there aren't jobs for them.
Some of that, the expectations that they can't work past 62 or 65 might be more pessimistic because of reality.
She says the pandemic has only reinforced older Americans' sense that they're not valued. They were laid off or quit because they were at higher risk for COVID. In August, nearly half of job seekers 55 or older were long-term unemployed, compared to about a third for younger workers. That's according to AARP, where David John is a senior policy advisor.
That means that these people are going to have a much more problematic retirement.
They'll be more likely to dip into savings and Social Security early and face a gap in health insurance.
Also, it's going to be a matter of deciding what standard of living they can actually live with and adapting to that.
John says it's common for people's financial expectations of retirement to not match the reality. But reality has never quite looked like this. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.